With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Blizzard warnings are in effect for more than 3 million people in the central U.S. Wednesday. A powerful winter weather system is blasting heavy snow and high winds from the central plains to the upper Midwest, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour from Kansas to Minnesota. The White House condemns the rash of violent attacks against Tesla dealerships and vehicles.
Tesla is owned by Trump advisor Elon Musk, and recently showrooms, vehicle lots, charging stations, and even privately owned cars have been vandalized.
It's despicable, the violence that has taken place against Tesla, the company, its employees, and also just Americans who have chosen to drive an electric vehicle.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points out that many Tesla drivers are Democrats, who she says were big supporters of Tesla and of electric vehicles until Musk decided to vote for Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans in Congress are taking aim at Chinese Communist Party police stations in the U.S. that are disguised as bureaucratic services.
Representative Ashley Hinson on Friday introduced the Expel Illegal Chinese Police Act to counter what she and co-sponsor Senator Tom Cotton called China's illegal intimidation tactics. The facilities in question purportedly offer assistance to Chinese nationals living abroad, but in fact, the lawmakers say, are acting as the enforcement arm of the CCP. The stations are accused of spying on Americans and of harassing Chinese citizens who have fled the communist regime. Bob Agner reporting.
A jury rules radical environmental group Greenpeace is liable for hundreds of millions of dollars in damages related to protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline. It resolves a lawsuit brought by Texas company Energy Transfer, which sued Greenpeace for over $300 million. This is SRN News. CNN honors a man that's made a living posing as a woman. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Dylan Mulvaney is a man who is living as a woman. He came to prominence 2 years ago when Bud Light used him to advertise its product, sparking a nationwide grassroots boycott that cost the company millions of dollars in revenue and led to the firing of three top executives. Last week, CNN honored Mulvaney as its Game Changer of the Week, airing an in-depth interview with him highlighting a new book that he's promoting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition submits a bill to parliament that would ban gay pride parades. The legislation would make it an offense to hold or attend any events that violate Hungary's child protection statutes, which prohibit the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to kids. The new bill is almost certain to pass as the ruling coalition has a two-thirds majority in the parliament. This is SRN News. The ringleader of a massive pandemic food fraud scheme is convicted on all counts.
For her role in a scheme that federal prosecutors say stole $250 million from a program meant to feed children in need. Amy Bach was the founder of Feeding Our Future, the group that prosecutors say was at the heart of the plot. She was one of 70 defendants charged in the overall case, which prosecutors say was one of the country's largest frauds against COVID-19 relief programs. The Minnesota case also drew attention for an attempt to bribe a juror with $120,000 in cash in an earlier trial. That juror went straight to police, and there were allegations of witness tampering in Bach's trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Majority of those charged in the case were Muslim Somali immigrants. In an effort to cut fraud, the Social Security Administration will now require in-office visits to verify identity. More at SRNnews.com.